My dear boys and girls, welcome back to this new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. I hope that you heard the first part of this adventure with your favorite superheroes, Gooblo Boy and Nutty Nut Nut, and are all ready to dive into solving this mystery. So here we go. Gooblo Boy and Nutty Nut Nut had followed one of their favorite uncles who had come for dinner but seemed worried about something to a suspicious cottage in the outskirts of the city. He had taken out several diamonds from a hidden compartment in his flask. There was another burly and heavy-set man in the cottage with their uncle, and the two superheroes were dismayed to realize that their uncle was perhaps involved with the theft of these diamonds. After all, he worked with a firm that dealt in cutting and polishing diamonds. They were just wondering what to do when the burly man lashed out at Gooblo's uncle and slapped him on his cheek and shouted. He claimed that Gooblo's uncle had cheated him and had not delivered the 10 diamonds he had promised. Gooblo's uncle cowered in front of the man and pleaded with him to accept 9 diamonds instead of 10, because it had been extremely difficult to manage even these. That's when the superheroes realized that Gooblo's uncle was a victim. He was being forced to commit this crime and not doing this out of choice. Nutty Nut Nut got especially angry and was ready to smash the window and break into the cottage. But Gooblo Boy stopped him. There must be a reason why his uncle was doing this. It would be foolish to react without knowing the reason. And they didn't have long to wait. Just a few moments later, with a loud sob, a little girl ran into the room from the dark corner at the other end. She was followed by a tall, thin and mean-looking man. But just before she reached his uncle, the tall man grabbed her tightly. Gooblo Boy suddenly realized that this was none other than his cousin, who he had last met when she was just a baby. She must be almost 6 years old now, and the child was terrified, desperately wanting to run to her father, but unable to do so. The pudgy man also stopped Gooblo's uncle from going towards his daughter, twisting his arm hard. He demanded another 10 diamonds in exchange for letting his daughter go. Gooblo's uncle pleaded with him, saying it was impossible. It had taken him almost 2 weeks to manage even these 9 stones. He could not possibly leave his precious daughter with these monsters for another 2 weeks. Gooblo Boy and Nutty Nut Nut were extremely angry and wondered what to do and how to set this right. The superhero had noticed a dangerous looking gun hanging on the wall behind the table and was afraid that if they tried anything rash, his uncle or his cousin might get hurt. So violence was definitely not an answer. They needed to find a way of getting the 2 innocent people out first and then dealing with the 2 goons. Suddenly struck by an idea, Gooblo Boy asked Nutty Nut Nut to remain at the window to keep watch and flew back a few streets over in the direction they had earlier come from. He had noticed an old hospital with a prominent dentistry wing and flew towards the building. Having reached the hospital, the superhero was relieved to find that there were only 2 security guards at the main gate. Quickly flying in through a dark window on the 3rd floor, Gooblo Boy went inside and followed the signs till he reached the dentistry department. Dentists usually didn't work at night and the place was deserted. The superhero went towards the room marked dental supplies and went inside. Fortunately, the lock on the door wasn't too strong and the Superboy quickly found what he was looking for. picking up two large metal cylinders and tucking one under each arm, he flew back the same way he had come. Fortunately, it was a moonless and dark night, and nobody noticed two cylinders flying through the sky. Gooblo Boy had telepathically explained his plan to Nutty Nut Nut, and the super dog was excited. As they both came to the window of the cottage again, Gooblo Boy gave the signal, and Nutty Nut Nut quickly used his laser vision to make a small and perfect hole in the corner of the glass window pane without damaging the rest of the window. Immediately, Gooblo Boy pushed the nozzle of the first cylinder into the hole and opened the lever wide. Colorless, odorless, but very, very powerful, nitrous oxide gas poured into the room with a quiet hissing sound. It just took 2 minutes for the first cylinder to empty, and Gooblo Boy quickly put the second cylinder's nozzle in through the hole and emptied it as well. As they watched, all the people inside the room started laughing, including his uncle and his cousin, who had been extremely upset and scared till moments ago. They all started swaying on their feet and could not control their actions, thrashing their arms about. The stout man fell down, trying to laugh, and lunged at his uncle at the same time, while the tall man sat on the ground and roared away with laughter. His uncle and cousin reached for each other with clumsy and uncoordinated movements, laughing and crying at the same time. The two superheroes put on protective gas masks, which Gooblo Boy had picked up from the hospital supplies room, and entered the cottage by shattering the window. There was no danger of any guns being used anymore, as everyone was laughing helplessly. Remaining invisible, they picked up their uncle and cousin and flew them out of the house and dropped them a few streets away from where they would be able to find their way back safely. The effects of the gas were still there, but they were starting to wear off. They looked happy and scared at the same time, and clung to each other and ran away at top speed as soon as the superhero duo put them down. Assured about their safety now, the superheroes flew back to the cottage where the two thugs were just getting over the effects of the nitrous oxide gas. The superhero duo used their laser power to melt all the locks on the door and to seal the window that they had just smashed, so that the bad guys could not escape. Then Gooblo Boy called the police and left them a tip, asking them to visit the address and pick up some dangerous diamond thieves. His uncle and cousin would be safe now, and these two bad guys would get the punishment that they deserved. As they flew back home later that night, Nutty Nut Nut congratulated Gooblo Boy for thinking of using nitrous oxide or laughing gas. Dentists typically use it on their patients, and it temporarily makes you feel happy, lightheaded, and uncoordinated. It is also a colorless and odorless gas, and therefore is very hard to detect. It was perfect for their requirements. As they changed back into Gooblo and Nutella and got ready for bed, Gooblo showed Nutella the root canal that he had undergone just a few weeks ago, where he had learned all about laughing gas. The information had definitely come in useful tonight. The superheroes gave each other a high five and went straight to bed, this time really exhausted, but really happy. And this is where the adventure ends, children. I hope you enjoyed it and will join me for a new story next time on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. Until then, take care, be brave, and bye-bye.